For months, the city's election officials have been saying new electronic voting machines can't handle a two-week turnaround between a primary election and a runoff. But WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports the Board of Elections now says if there is a runoff, it'll have to forge ahead with using the optical scanners.
The board narrowed it down to four options. One involved the lever machines, two others relied on paper ballots and a version of a manual count. These each involved some change to state law. Ultimately, the board opted to use the scanners, assuming the state board reduces the amount of testing needed between the primary and the runoff. But State Board of Elections Commissioner Doug Kellner cautions there still may be problems.
If there's a very close primary election, it may not be possible to determine who the candidates are in the runoff election within the time frame that's available.
Board President Fred Umaine says cost is also an issue.
There's no money budgeted at all for the runoff primary, so we would be essentially using our credit cards to pay for everything.
A primary generally runs the city around $20 million. Using the scanner option, the runoff, which has not been budgeted for, will cost that plus an additional $8.5 million. Historically, the city has kicked in the funds. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.